106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Tuesday night at 5 p.m. at Canmore Council Chambers, a major decision could potentially be made. I mean, you know, things can always be delayed and amended. I mean, that is the date they've set to make a decision on the old daycare lands or Larch Park or whatever you want to call it, and whether to dispose of that municipal reserve to build perpetually affordable housing down the road.
This is an issue that people feel very strongly and passionately about. And the one concern that I think I heard loud and clear from the public hearing is that there are people who feel we don't have enough information at this time to make this decision. I see the point, and it would be really great to have more information. But at this point in the process, that information isn't critical to making this decision.
Because it's the municipal reserve disposition rather than actually what's going to be on the site, right?
It's all interconnected. And it would have been really great for the community to have a better understanding of what's being considered for that site before this decision. But all this decision is should we use this for affordable housing or not?
So you were at the public hearing. Can you maybe whip out your crystal ball and try to give a prediction about which way this is going to go as far as a council decision?
Council always surprises me. But I think we're at a critical point in our community where the need to address what's happening with housing is more important than that individual neighborhood concern that they want to keep that lot undeveloped.
And this council really seems to be wanting to be very proactive about affordable housing. They're kind of looking back, I think, and saying decisions weren't made in the past. We need to actually be the council that does this.
In the past, yes, there's been failures to act on things, not actually realizing what the future would look like. We're in the same spot right now. We don't know what the future will look like. We know what we have right now.
0% vacancy.
Yeah. And there's been a number of things that over time that different councils have tried, a number of things that have gone by the wayside. Secondary suites. A couple years ago, an aggressive proposal to legalize secondary suites in all neighborhoods that had R1, which saw a lot of community opposition. And it really surprised me. And it really disappointed me because council really shied away from doing what I thought was needed. And we've only had 7 suites built since that time. Mm. That doesn't address any housing. The majority of our secondary suites in this community are illegal. This isn't one solution, one at a time. Everything that could help with this should be considered, especially given that the last election, the people who were elected, that's what they were hearing. We're in this situation because of market forces we couldn't even predict.
Yeah.
Even if we did things, I think, in the 80s or 90s, I'm not sure we wouldn't be struggling right now. It was a speculative real estate bubble that burst in 2008, flooded the market with rental units at low cost. And when the market changed and came back and housing prices started to go up and they started to sell again, boom, all these places were for sale. And guess what? Everyone living in them needed to find a new home.
And combined with the fact that I think in the 80s, 90s or whatever, they couldn't have looked ahead and said, okay, in 2015, we're going to be like a really hot tourist destination in Canmore. I mean, the growth of Canmore tourism in just in the last few years has been exponential.
And this is also something about supporting businesses. Mm-hmm. Canmore Business and Tourism's annual general meeting, the number one issue facing businesses in this community is housing for their employees. And I think one of the things that I take pride in is that Canmore has more small, locally owned businesses than any other community has been compared to. Somehow we've magically done this thing where we're not a tourism destination full of chain stores. You know, it's unique businesses that all contribute in their own way, but they're all small, and it makes it tough for any individual business to have staff accommodation. So, you know, we look to the municipality, fingers crossed, with a new government and the new Democrats in power, that maybe this is going to be the time where as a province or even just as a valley, we can make some headway on some of these issues with that level of government. Mm-hmm. There are things we cannot do in Canmore because of the way the province legislates things. When developers build subdivisions in BC, you can say, all right, a portion of that needs to go towards community housing. You can't do that in Alberta. Mm. You could do that in Banff because it's in the parks. And we have been saying to the province of Alberta for a long time, we need a different set of tools to address our problems.
But I think everyone agrees in Canmore that we need affordable housing. The question is, do we make the decision, which is unpopular to some residents, to develop in this area? That'll be decided 5 p.m. on Tuesday night at Canmore Council, in theory.
I don't envy Canmore Council right now at all. It's a tough decision, but this is why they were we're elected as leaders in our community to make these decisions. We don't get to make these decisions as a community by group rule. There's a reason why we elect people, and it's to make the hard decisions. Yeah. And this is going to be one of the toughest ones. This could be a decision that could see some people not get reelected. But I know there are counselors out there who feel strongly enough that this is an issue that has to have something done on it, that they would risk that. If they go forward with this, if we take every effort to address housing and we do it the right way, in years from now, we're going to look back and say, you know what? Thank God we had that kind of leadership.